I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Dalit Christians have been handed a huge setback. The National Commission for Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes rejected the demand for affirmative action benefits for Dalit Christians and Muslims. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says this decision isn't going to stop Dalits from turning to Christ. He says it makes their conversion even more incredible.
These people are coming to Christ knowing that they are going to be losing their privileges. They may not be able to send their kids for higher education, which they were able to do almost free. But knowing Christ changes everything.
The case is still pending before the Supreme Court, and for the first time, a Dalit sits on the bench. Elsewhere, Christian children in Nigeria are being kidnapped by Muslims. Once they're kidnapped, many are forced into converting to Islam. A 13-year-old boy was recently found after being kidnapped 6 months ago. However, he was taken back when his mother attempted to rescue him. There's no sign the government's doing anything to help. Christians fear this trend will worsen. Pray for peace for those who are missing their children. And Living Water is pouring out of a ministry that provides water treatment systems in Africa. 30,000 people have clean water thanks to Engedi Resource Center's pilot project. Bruce Okuma with Engedi Resource Center, who recently returned from Africa, says,
"One of the headmasters said, I feel like the man who was laying by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, and you picked me up and carried me to the water."
Your church can help by sponsoring one of the many future projects they've planned. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact on their world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.